AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. There may be only a few survivors of a disaster at sea off the coast of Libya. A smuggler's boat with perhaps 950 migrants on board capsized. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Carlotta Sami, says one survivor is telling authorities there may have been 950 people or more on board that boat. These are migrants trying to get to Europe from Libya, which, as you know, is fracturing. European Union officials are gathering now for an emergency meeting. There are arrests in Minneapolis and San Diego. These arrests made over the weekend in a terrorism investigation. Six people under arrest as authorities track young people who may be trying to go overseas to fight with Islamic militants. We will be hearing more about this today when the FBI holds a news conference. At the moment, though, the FBI is telling us there is no threat to the public safety. Baltimore's mayor is promising to hold those she calls the right people accountable after a 25-year-old man died following an encounter with four police officers. The police commissioner says his task force will include homicide investigators. Somebody tried to climb the White House fence last night, according to the Secret Service, which says they arrested the person, but at the moment, they're not revealing much more. South Korea's Oceans Ministry says it's ready to start work to salvage a ferry that sank last year, killing more than 300 people. The Ministry of Oceans and Fisheries says the operation can begin soon after it gets its formal approval. This is AP Radio News. Police in the northeastern city of Barcelona are holding a boy who's accused of killing a teacher and wounding several students inside a school. A regional spokesman says the boy is younger than 14, and he allegedly used a bladed weapon to kill the teacher. The students were slightly wounded. Spanish national television and other media outlets had reported that the boy had a crossbow and a knife. An animal rescue organization has a warning for whoever snatched a sea lion pup from a Los Angeles beach. Peter Wallerstein of Marine Animal Rescue says the pup may look cute, but it can bite, and it can deliver a vicious bite. Police say a witness saw four people on Dockweiler State Beach taunt the animal early Sunday, then wrap the sea lion in a blanket and put it in a car and take it away. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.